Next is agenda item 6.3.3, Pam Hanneman, about the administrative duties of BRA concerning the planning group.
Yeah, I can, oh yeah, I've got it right here. Yeah, Gary was bringing up, you know, communications can include emails as well. It could, yeah, it can, it doesn't just have to be on the phone, face-to-face, or in person. Communications can involve emailing each other. And the same thing goes with open records. A record is also, even if it's on your personal device, it could be a public record if you're doing business of the group on your personal device. So keep that in mind as well.
Thanks, Riley.
Same thing.
Hi, I'm Pamela Hanneman, and I currently serve in the role as administrative agent for Brazos G. I'm sure y'all have seen my name on emails, and I'm always asking you to what date are you available for meeting and such. I'm usually the bearer of the good news and the bad news and coordinate everything. And I work very closely with the chair and the technical consultant. So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what it is that Brazos Preparatory does in our administrative role of Brazos G. So, and Riley touched base on this a little bit in the meetings act, but the posting of the meeting notices. I'm actually going to go into a little more detail here on that. There's been some changes in what we do in the regional planning rules 357 and 21G1 has been updated in May of 2021. We now have the minimum public notice requirement for a regular meeting, this meeting right here, not, you know, the meeting we had earlier was a public input meeting, public hearing, that has a different noticing requirements. This is our regular meeting, what I call regular ministry meeting, regular agenda, and everything put together. And that noticing requirement changed from 3 days to 7 days. So we have to have the public noticing the agenda posted 7 days a week for this meeting.
Question.
Yes.
Where do we have to publish that?
Good question.
Yeah, we have to post that for Brazos G. We currently post that on the BrazosGwater.org website. We also have to post that to the Secretary of State's website there. And then we also send out a fax that's a list to all the county clerks that are within the Brazos G Basin. We also post that as a public open public meeting, has to be posted on the front door here at BRA, and it's also, you know, recorded at the county courthouse here.
I'd always wanted to ask if we had to do any newspaper.
There are things we have to do in newspaper, but not posting of the meetings.
That's always
yes,
so
it is.
And then also, we now have a 3-day minimum posting of meeting materials. That is usually for depending on action taken. So you'll start seeing, you know, that's a minimum time frame. There are certain things now that's now a requirement that the meeting materials have to be at there at least 3 days for a regular meeting. And then when there's certain action to be taken, you'll see this is a quick reference that the Water Development Board provides for us. I've just put this further for your information so you can see there are certain decisions and actions that the planning group does. One of the examples is the draft IPP. You know, that has a much more extensive noticing requirements, and there's other meetings on there.
Yeah, you can't see it, but each one of those is a posting requirement, et cetera, for the different things that we do.
I was going to give you one of the things like a catcher in baseball.
Okay.
So that's a little bit about our meeting notices and meeting requirements. This meeting is recorded. We do, our bylaws say that our official meeting minutes are already audio minutes of this meeting. We do record it. We only record the audio, and it will be posted on our website, brazosgwater.org, after the meeting. We try to do that about a week after the meeting. You can go in there, and you'll go to, it'll say meeting recording, and you just, there's going to be an agenda with a link to each item, and you can just, our IT staff has a nice little shortcut to where you, if you're a certain agenda item you'd like to go listen to, you can go click on that agenda and just listen to that item instead of having to list and fast forward through the entire meeting recording. As far as the website, we contract out with WinHost as a server that hosts the RazzisGWater.org website. That website belongs to the planning group. That is where the meeting notices are posted, meeting materials are posted, and other information. There is a limited amount of storage on that website, so we use a lot of links over to Water Development Board's website. You'll see the, you know, the current regional water plan there, and there's a link over to the state water plan. I'll take you up to our website, and rather than hosting that information on our website. So our IT staff in-house updates the website, and I coordinate with the chair on that information that needs to go on there. There's a more important item I have is a member mileage reimbursements. I'm going to go to the next slide here. So each of the voting members are the travel funds that you're available to receive is mileage reimbursement for travel to these meetings. We go based on the state current state rate. That's currently 56 cents per mile as of January 1, 2021. You'll see off the right-hand side of the screen there, and you'll see that the form that I'll have you fill out. So if you will be requesting mileage for your attendance at this meeting, just let me know, get with me right before you leave, and I'll hand you this form. I can also email it to you, but sometimes it's easier just to hand you a form, have you fill it out and sign, be done with it today, and I will process the reimbursement for that. It does take a notice. We have to put this notice as that I certify the above statement for mileage reimbursement, and I cannot reimburse by travel expenses by another entity plus political subdivision. So basically that just means no double dipping. If your entity that you serve you know, is reimbursing you for your mileage, you can't also ask that from Brazos G. But if they don't have any mechanism for reimbursing you for mileage, you can, you know, get mileage reimbursement for Brazos G for your attendance here today.
As long as we have funds.
Yes, we have funds. If you just see, I think it's $26,000 put in there currently.
We have run out before.
Have we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know we didn't quite use all of our funds the last cycle because of the virtual meeting, but I went ahead and based on what we've budgeted in the past for this year's budget. So, okay. Next, the contract with Water Development Board. The Brazos River Authority enters into a contract for our role here with the Water Development Board for the Brazos G Regional Plan. And so part of my role is to coordinate with Water Development Board and make sure we're meeting what we need to with that contract. We have, this is part of my other update, but we have executed that contract for this current cycle of regional planning early August. BRA does also have a contract with a technical consultant, Corello Engineering, for the task, for completing the task needed for the Brazos G Regional Water Plan. Like I said, everything is laid out by the Water Development Board. They have the requirements in their contract that what they want to see in that regional plan. And then, like I said, it's a separate contract. We have the technical consultant for the, they bill us and we reimburse them. So we take care of all that background and stuff that goes on to make sure all the work gets done. And that's all that I have. Do you have any questions for me?
Any questions for Pam? Thank you, Pam.